welcome to a new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Beautiful. I'm your host, Erin Clark, and I am so glad to be spending this time with you today as you drive, clean toilets, do the dish, whatever it is that you do while you listen to podcasts. Thanks for choosing to spend this time with me. Let's just jump right in. It's been a while since I have been on here. It's been a bit of a season where it's interesting how, you know, you can go so long with trying to make your home feel light and have this like levity with its levity, right? Levity, jevity. I'm pretty sure it's levity, but you try to create this like levity within your home. I know when, COVID first started, I just felt like, okay, I got to make sure I figure out how to keep this home light through this so that my kids don't have like long-term psychological issues because of just how the world just changed so quickly. And in doing so, what happened was I never let myself like embrace my own feelings of loss throughout it. And when I say loss, it's interesting because part of why I never let myself go there was because I didn't feel like I deserved to feel any sadness, to feel any loss, because we have our health. We're very blessed within having this family unit and this joy within our home and whatever it might be. And so every time I would kind of have any feelings of like, oh man, like I feel like sad, I wouldn't allow myself to do that because it was like, how dare you? Like, how dare you, Erin, have these feelings when people are like really struggling right now? And so I would just keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And what happens when we just keep bottling something up is eventually it needs to explode. You actually have to, we're human beings. And as human beings, we have all-encompassing feelings. And so we're supposed to experience joy and pain and sorrow and this feeling of loss. And so it wasn't until just a couple months ago I realized like, oh my goodness, I'm actually like struggling. I am struggling every day to find like value in what I do. And I had to like finally just reach out. And I remember sitting Mark down and I'm like, hey, like I feel guilty for saying this, but I feel a loss. Like I feel sad for not being able to experience my life the way I'm used to experiencing it. I'm sad for not just being able to just hang out with friends and have parties and connect in that way. Like I'm feeling this and I don't know how to stop. Like, I don't know how to move forward in this, because what started happening was as I was bottling up, I started to experience anxiety and panic attacks that I haven't experienced in like 15 years, 20 years. And because I wasn't, we're meant to live in community. We're meant to talk. We're meant to like have relationships where iron sharpens iron and you grow and you get help in those ways because people are spending the daily time with you. So they're seeing it and that wasn't happening. And so I started to experience anxiety and fear. And so when I reached out to Mark, it was like freedom immediately started to take place where I was like, I need help. Like I am so insecure. And I haven't had to use that word for many years. Of course, we always have little insecurities, but I'm talking about like crippling insecurities going back to when I used to like leave any kind of friend group. I would leave and then replay every conversation I had, wondering, why did I say that? How did I do that? And it was happening more and more. And I realized like, okay, we need to figure this out. Because if I don't figure this out, then these patterns are going to continue. And I am going to live a life very in my own head. And I didn't want that. And so I reached out and I found some things that were super helpful to me. And I just feel like I can't be alone in this. Other people must be feeling like their own cycles of anxiety. And maybe you're in it right now. Maybe the voices are strong in your head and you can't figure out how to cycle out of it. And so if you're finding like you have the hamster wheel in your mind and you can't figure out how to get off of it, yes, it kind of breaks down because in this you're the hamster, I guess, but whatever. The hamster wheel, you're on it and you're spinning and that voice in your head, they just can't stop. If you find yourself questioning your worth or your value, or you just find like you're not wanting to be present with your own family, like you're just buying time and you wake up in the morning and can't wait till it's bedtime. It's not always, I think we're pretty quick to go straight to depression, which very well many people do, but sometimes it's just like it's anxiety. It's us needing to call out for help and find maybe it's just a little tweaking that we need. And for me, it was the tweaking. And so first, it helped by talking to Mark. I find that very, very hard to do, to be vulnerable and reach out and be like, hey, I'm struggling right now. I don't know why I keep crying. I don't know why I feel emotional, but I can't stop. And so I need help. I don't want you to like tell me what to do. I don't want you to try to fix it. I just need you to know that I'm working on it and I need you to pray for me and with me and just have patience. That was my first thing. My second thing was I reached out to a friend and I just told her I was, you know, struggling, but I'm going to get help. Just pray for me. Then I went to a naturopath. I think it's really important to think of ourselves as mind, body, and soul. And so I knew, I was very aware that, you know, I've had a hysterectomy a few years ago and I kept my ovaries, but still hormones could be off. I could be in early menopause, who knows? And so I went in there and I told her what was going on and she ran blood work and realized that a lot of my levels were way too low. And so that will bring on anxiety. That brings on like lethargy. Lethargy? Oh man, my words. I think it's lethargy. and realized that my hormones were off, which is incredible because after just a few IVs and some drops, I don't cry anymore. I'm not emotional. I'm more present. I am able to get off the spinning wheel more frequently. So I just really don't want to underestimate our bodies in correlation with our minds and with anxiety. That has been freeing for me. The other thing that I started to do was I already have my morning time that I spend with the Lord, but I started to just add in throughout the day, just certain scriptures, just I'd put them around the house and I would, every time these voices would start going in my head, I would just start to quote scripture, or I would put on my Dwell app and just listen to it. I would go outside and take a walk and just try to switch those the voices that were happening. I read a book called Soundtracks by John Acuff, and I really think that that is a powerful book. It's very just simple, it's basic, but it's just trying to show us how to change the soundtracks that play in our head. And I think for me, part of that was just realizing like, oh, wait, this is a thing. Like, I'm not unique within this. We all go through this. And that was freeing to me. And just realizing like, oh, no, we need to change the narratives within our minds. And we have the capability to do that. And so when I start like the soundtrack of, okay, I'm not good enough. Like, why would anybody, that friend left me. That friend didn't like me for the person I was years ago. And all of a sudden that's playing in your mind and you're running it over and you think, how would anybody want to be my friend? Like, that person told me all my flaws. They told me what they didn't like about me. How could anybody love me? I'm unlovable. And you automatically put these labels on yourself. And in this book, it just really helped me to just change my mindset to be like, no, that was one person. Like, that's not true. I do have a lot to offer. Like, I'm not going to believe this. And you change the narrative in your mind. And I think we shy away from this as Christians sometimes because we think, oh, that's positive thinking. We're against all that. And it's like, no, we actually could be a little more positive. And that's a good thing. And so I highly recommend Soundtracks. I think it's a great read. He's been on a lot of podcasts lately as well, just sharing it. Another thing that I was struggling with. So already when you're feeling kind of anxious, the chatter of the world gets louder and it feels louder. And so in years past, when people say something negative about my husband or about people that I love, or they message me really hateful things and things that just aren't true, I usually would be able to put it off and not think twice about it because I know that it's not true. But when you're struggling emotionally with valuing yourself as a person, it's really hard not to hear that. And those voices become so much louder. Like, I was having like so many positive, encouraging messages. And then the one would just set me off where it's all I could think about. And again, it becomes that soundtrack of, oh my goodness, yeah, that must be true. Like, I must be that person. And I've had to really like pray against that constantly, going like, no, my value is in you. And it was interesting. I was just talking to a friend about this yesterday and sharing how, you know, I've been growing in this and I've been getting healthy emotionally. Another thing I've been doing is working out. Like, every day I work out, and that's so helpful. Again, the body, mind, spirit, it all works together. Like, the whole thing needs to be healthy within our home. We've kind of like been trying to eat more healthy. My daughter is a vegetarian. And so because of her, I just changed the way that I had been cooking. And so we eat a lot less meat. We're just trying to eat more whole foods, all of that sort of thing. And again, body, mind, soul, they all work together for our health. And so I was talking to my friend yesterday about just what I've been going through, and she knew what I'd been going through. And she said, you know what? It's interesting. Jenny Allen, she just posted the other day on her Instagram this message, and she read it out to me, and I went on and I copied it, and I've actually like printed it off so that I can just keep on like reading this. And maybe you need to hear this because maybe you're at odds with other people about, there's so many conflicting messages, conflicting sides. People are being divided against people, family against families over so many things. And I went quiet on social media, on podcasts, in my life. I went just quiet because the voices of negativity were just becoming overwhelming. And when my friend read out this Jenny Allen post, it was so powerful to me because I'm already like in this healing journey. And it was interesting because I'm like, oh my goodness, like I totally believed that months ago. I totally believed that. But yet I let the voices of the world get louder than this. And so I'm just going to read it to you. This is a post from Jenny Allen on her Instagram, and you could go on and read it for yourself. But she said, I am not who I was 10 years ago when I started this. My thin is thicker. And if it wasn't, I couldn't do this. Every single day I get pushback, and not constructive criticism from someone who loves me. Public, hateful opinions, comments, messages. And it doesn't even faze me. Guess why? Because I know I'm right with God. He's my best friend. He knows I love none of this more than him. He knows I'll do anything for him. And I have very godly, real life humans I'm submissive to if and when I do get off track. And I'm in this whole gig for heaven, not the approval of a few humans on earth. Why tell you this? Because some of you can't do what God's called you to do because you still love people's opinions more than God. Oh my goodness. Like, that's speaking to me. Like, I became paralyzed because of people's opinions. And he doesn't compete. So kill the idol. Have you ever thought of like people's opinions and people's thoughts and all of that as an idol? Make God himself your prize. Place your life under submission to godly people, and you'll care less about the many voices and start to know the only voice that matters. I just found that so encouraging, and I've taken that so to heart because I never realized that like the insecurities that I felt over the last few months and as they've built and the anxieties built, it's because of an idol that I personally placed in my life. Sure, I didn't make the comments. Sure, I didn't send the messages. Like, I was on the receiving end. But the fact that I took it to heart and it hushed me, it made me so worried to talk. Like, a podcast is like the worst thing to do if you're feeling nervous about your voice being offensive to somebody, because you just shoot the breeze and of course it's going to offend people. But the fact that I listened to that, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yes, that's an idol. I cared more about the opinions of like the two people rather than the Lord. And I wonder if you have something in your life right now that's been an idol, that maybe it's listening to the chatter. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it might be. If you're anxious because of COVID, has that become an idol in your life? Do we talk more about vaccines or not vaccines, masks or no masks, politicians, than we're talking about the God of the universe? Do we have more of a relationship with, you know, the news or Instagram than we do with God? So I've been so convicted by this, and I just wanted to encourage you through that, through my story, that you're not alone, and you can feel like you've made it, that you've come out of your fear or anxiety and you're on the other side. And then you have these hiccups where you're like, oh my goodness, I need to always be fully dependent on the Lord. I can't do this on my own. And as long as I'm right with God, that's what matters. And so I'm thankful for this experience. I'm thankful for this journey over the last few months, as difficult as it's been. but it's helping me to like slay the dragons in my life. Sorry, we've been watching a lot of Lord of the Rings in our house. I think there's dragons in Lord of the Rings. Anyways, I tune out, but my family's been watching a lot of them. But the idea of like, we're slaying the dragons in our life. And I just pray that you're encouraged today, that you go out and you press in to God, that we're spending that time and we're finding our value and our security in who He has made us to be, not the voices of the world or the insecurities that we believe about ourselves and we put on ourselves. So do something today. Ask for help. Step out. Press into the Word of God. Take a walk. Listen to a podcast. Read a book. Do something. Don't just live within your anxiety and your fear today. And know that you're not alone, that we have the power through the Holy Spirit to conquer anything that you might be going through, any idol that's in your life. Like, God, through His Spirit, has given us the power to conquer it. And so be encouraged today and continue to just spread joy and love and kindness to those around you. And remember that your words matter. The words that we speak, the words that we write matter. Go in peace today, and thank you. I can't wait to spend this time with you again. Thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad, and The Beautiful. Please subscribe, and it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, preferably 5-star. If you would like to follow me in the Instagram world, you can find me at erin.e.clark or on my blog at erineclark.com. Thank you, and I look forward to next time.